Yes, I would like to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. This is your host. Another technical difficulty, ladies. Please forgive us again. Second night in a row. Please do not beat us up, okay? You got your host, KC. Caller from Richmond, Virginia. She's on www.shezone.org. And I'm on the line with who?
You got your boy Teddy from the good old Portsmouth, baby, the 757 in the building.
In the building? In the what? In the what? In the what?
In the building, man, in the building.
All right, man, you know I'm crazy. They know it, too.
They know it.
They know it, too. So, brethren, how you been doing today?
I've been doing all right. Been going through some things, but I'm here.
That's good. That's good. Tonight we have a special guest tonight, all the way from Maryland, one of She Prize entertainers, Miss Dookie. You know, she will come over and talk to you, to the ladies tonight. The topic for tonight is going to be called what? Friends with benefits, and we're going to throw a little spin on it, and we're going to help you ladies get over your ex-girlfriends. You think they ready?
I think they are.
Yeah, I think they ready too, brother. So let me ask you a question, Teddy. Tell me what you think about women that date women out of their element, like out of a relationship. Like, do you think women is supposed to be stay committed, or do you think the whole I'm hitting it here, I don't know you tomorrow, do you think that is acceptable, or like, what do you think about that?
I think if you're in a committed relationship, you're in a committed relationship with that one person. But if you're single and you choose to, you know, go out there and hit one every night, that's you. But me personally, I don't flow like that. If I'm with you, I'm with you. You feel me? If I'm single, I'm going to go out here and talk, meet new people, and go from there. I'm not the type that's going to sleep with you on the first night. Can't do it. That's not me. How about you, bro?
With me, I have always been the type to date women. You know, if I'm single, then I'm single. It is what it is. It's not hoeing around. You know what I'm saying? But if I share this chemistry with somebody else, why in the hell would I want to give her to somebody else? I don't understand that. I mean,
I don't understand it.
To each his own, bro, but I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
That's crazy, man.
If I'm hitting that and it's good, oh, she's going nowhere. Nowhere, son. Nowhere.
Right. Well, hold on to that.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to hold on. I'm going to hold tight. No, not giving away that. Aunt Jemima Coochie said, no, batty, that is mad. You know what I'm saying?
That's your goodies. Them your cookies. You don't share your cookies.
Yeah, well, it's like giving that good stuff to somebody else. That's just stupid as hell, man. Sorry for cussing, ladies. Stupid, you know what I'm saying? It's retarded, man.
It really is. I mean, I don't understand people who would go out there and do something like that. Me personally, if I have something that good, I'm going to try my best to hold on to it. But if you choose to, you know, go about your business, ain't no more that I could do. I'm going to hurt for a little while, but, you know, after a while, I'm going to get over it. And somebody else, hopefully, will be in my life, and I'm going to hold on to them and do what I got to do. You feel me?
I feel that. Bro, let me check. I think Dookie might be in the building. I think she might be in the building. Let me check right quick.
All right.
Dookie.
Yeah.
Dookie.
Come on, the radio. Dookie.
You on the radio?
Oh, right. What y'all talking about on here? Friends with benefits and all that.
We're talking about friends with benefits, and we're talking about the topic later on is going to be based on helping a girl get over her ex. But right now, we're talking about the whole friends with benefits. So we want to ask you, before I introduce you, while going with the flow, Tell me what you think about females that like to date females but don't want to put a label on it, you know?
Right. Oh, man, see, I'm probably one of them type of females myself. So, you know, I'm all for that as long as, you know, you communicating with your partner and they know what's going on. I'm all for that, you feel me? As long as you let it be known that your intentions is. I ain't for games or nothing like that, but I vote for friends with benefits.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying?
Not that at all. Where everybody else
is.
They're not with
well, that. You know, with me, if the snack is good, then, you know, I'm not trying to give away. I'm a fat boy. I like to eat. You hear me? And, I need to myself. But if I'm single, it's different. You feel me? If I'm single and I'm not ready for it, it's different. But if I'm with some, you know, if it's that good and it's, you know, if it's good for me to keep, you know, I'm not giving that away. You feel me? Like,
right.
You know.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, if it's that good, I'm with you on that, though.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, we find out once in a lifetime, you feel me? So,
right. Yeah, that good. You guys should most definitely lock it down.
Oh, yeah, lock it down. Well, we go on.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do now, Dookie, I'm going to introduce you. I want everybody to know who's on the line. Her name is Dookie. And she's one of She Prize performers. She's going to bring it to you. So, yeah, definitely support her. And go ahead, Dookie, tell a little bit about you.
Okay. Yeah, everybody, I look forward to seeing everybody at She Prize and everything this year. We want to head down. Baltimore coming to Richmond. We're going to, light it up this summer.
Hear that.
Right. Who else up on the line, though?
It's Teddy. Her name is Teddy. Teddy B.
Teddy. It's Teddy. 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 That's the host, right?
Yeah.
Where you at, Teddy? What state you calling out of?
I'm calling from out of Virginia. I'm from the 757, baby.
Okay, Virginia, that's where we coming to. That's what's up. You hosting that, too? You hosting She Pride with KC?
I'm a part of it. I'm gonna be security at Chief Pratt, so you know I'm a part of it. You know I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be in the building.
Okay, I'm rolling with you. I'm rolling with security then.
Are you rolling with security, man? I got you.
I ain't gonna have no problems. I'm good then.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So how long y'all been doing this radio show and everything? I just seen it today that y'all had started this or whatever.
You are our first guest.
Oh, man. I hope I'm doing a good job. Oh, man, this is my first radio interview or whatever we're doing. This, so y'all my first too.
So what I'm gonna do now? I'm gonna let the ladies get a little bit of peace of you. Let them hear what you vibing about. So,
okay.
Ladies, this is Dookie. Check out.
Unless you kin to me, still gotta watch them, ducking from the cops. Nosy ass neighbors wanna hate me cause I'm getting it. Mind your fucking business, bitch, you try and pay the light bill. Kids sick,
NyQuil.
Looking at five, if I get caught with one pill, still I gotta break bread. One more time, that ass mine with the state said. Why the night seem long from state bed? And why some niggas get mad when you say dressed? Now I ain't tell you sell drugs, that's what Jay said. Fake ass thugs, call they bluff and watch them play dead. I'ma fucking hustle hard till I see red. Matter of fact, see black, blowing with the sea back. Shorty wanna suck me, she blowing with the sea back. Camcord, see that? Nigga hit replay. Baltimore three ways, same clothes for 3 days. First to the third, only came up with 3K. Put your bid in the shit, eBay, and she say I'm all about a dollar, well, touche, you dead right. You thought otherwise, better get your head right. She got a pretty mouth, wonder what the head like. Life is like traffic and caught up in the headlights. They try and...
Yep, that's Dookie. So, Dookie, let me ask you a question. What inspired you to want to get into the
Well, actually, yeah, I mean, I always had loved music and was doing music. But a best friend of mine had started before me, and she had wanted me to be on a song with her at some talent show, and I just got on there, and just ever since then, I broke off and started doing my little solo thing, and I mean, it's history from there. It's just been rolling with the punches for real.
Definitely. You have a question you gotta ask, Teddy?
I was just enjoying the music, man. Right? I was vibing to the music. My fault. I'm a music kid.
Oh man, I feel y'all. So that's what the show is based out of, Virginia.
Oh yeah, based out of Richmond. Richmond, I guess 757.
Okay. That's what's up, man. I love how we just in different states, we all came together. KC made that happen.
Yeah,
and I appreciate, I forever appreciate KC for that. It's my dog.
Well, I couldn't do it without you, Dookie, so we doing it together.
That's what's up.
And I'm security, so I got y'all back. So ain't nobody going to come mess with y'all.
We need security.
Exactly. That was good. Got the security, you hear me? Got the boss. We get
and Dookie.
We're going to work this thing out.
Let me ask you another question, Dookie.
This
question is going to be my last question tonight for you.
Okay.
When it comes down to all the studs, the femmes, anybody in the LGBT community, when it comes down to them want to get into the hip hop game, the music industry, like what would you tell them? Like, what would be your advice, inspiration to tell them? Like, you know, to move forward.
All I would tell them is that, you know, they're gonna have a lot of people to say, you know, with the main industry and everything's looking forward. Just keep doing your music, you know. Make sure you're doing it right, getting your stuff mastered. You know, you're going to an official studio, you know what I mean? And just, you know what I mean, do the best you can do. Somebody going to notice you, just keep doing it.
Your booking information, your Facebook.
Okay. Oh yeah, my Facebook is DookieABB, and catch me on the Twitter at Dookie_BMore, and that's about it right now. You know, I'm still, like I said, I'm brand new to this thing too, so I'm still building my everything, you feel me? But check me out on SoundCloud, Dookie B-More, and Reverb Nation. You know, everything the same name. Just hit me up, oh yeah, in the email at Dookie_DA_God@yahoo.com. And yeah, that's it. I ain't going to take no more of your time. Hit me up on the network.
But we appreciate everything. We appreciate you, Dookie, and like I said, She Pride 2012 is definitely waiting on you.
Yeah. Okay, so, that's what's up.
So, you know,
I look forward to working with everybody, you know, and I see y'all down there, you know, look out for me, doing my thing. Yeah, and I got love for y'all. I got love for Teddy. Got love for KC, the whole She Zone, She Pride. Yeah, I mean, I appreciate what y'all doing for real.
And thank you so much, and we love you too, Dookie. And you know what I'm saying? Like I told you, for anything, hit me up. I got you.
I'll
hit you back later. Thank you for the interview.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. All right, next up for discussion. Teddy, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, man. I'm still here. I ain't left you.
You better be here, girl.
Oh, Lord, don't come chasing me down the hallway with no belt, man.
Man, I was about to, man. I was about to get the belt for you, man.
Oh, Lord, but, don't do that.
But, you know, our next discussion, you know what I'm saying, we're going to go ahead and get into the next discussion before we start asking people to talk to us, because we want to hear everything from you. Yeah, it's your feedback on our topic tonight, and I'm asking you, when we do bring you on the air, to please keep it short. We only got 30 minutes, and we want to get everybody in. So, yeah. Teddy, next topic. So, let's talk about women trying to get over their ex-girlfriends. Men trying to get over their ex-boyfriends. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel about people trying to get over their ex?
See, I'm in that situation now. I'm gonna make it short and sweet. I mean, in the beginning, I was mad. I wanted to cuss out. Wanted to, you know, anything a typical person would do if you love that the other person that much. But over time, you're going to get over it. It's going to hurt, you know, to think about it. And, if, you know, you see her or him moved on that quick, and you still just sitting there or you're trying to get over it. My advice is just go out, meet new people, talk to the friends that you got that are close, that you can confide in, and do you. But you got to be happy. And I got to take my own advice, bro. What you think about that?
Bro, you already know. Me and you done talked about your situation for like the last couple of weeks now. I'm going to tell y'all straight like this. So, y'all broke up. You and a female broke up, and you're trying to figure out how to get over her. My number one advice for anybody going through a hard breakup, anybody going through a bad job, anybody going through whatever, let go and let God. Let go and let God. It's going to be painful to let go of anybody that you love, anything that you, any passion that you have for anything. It's going to be hard for you to let it go. Let me tell you something, bro. Like I told you, I was in the same situation with you on a several occasions. We all been through the whole makeup, the breakup. You know, once we break up, it's like, man, I wonder what I could have did better. And you start to blame yourself for the relationship. Mm-hmm. It's not your fault. It's neither one of y'all fault. But it's life. You know what I'm saying? It's life. You're going to break up. You're going to make up. You're going to find new people. It's the transition of life. You feel me? And there's no need to go back to anybody for real that isn't worthy of you. Stop settling. Stop, like, right now, today. You, brother, and anybody else is going to stop settling for less than what you are worth. Straight up. Stop settling. Stop settling for less than you're worth.
Yeah, I feel you on that one.
Stop. Because trust and believe me, if that person left you high and dry, trust and believe me.
Back.
Trust and believe me, everybody. So that person left you high and dry. They didn't want to be in your life. Let them go. You know how many lesbians it is that will love you and appreciate you for who you are, and not for what you could do for them.
I believe
it. Stop it.
I believe
just stop it. Stop stressing up something that you can't change.
That's true. That is true indeed. I can't change it, neither can her. So, I mean, it is what it is. You're right. Got to let go and let God. God got this. He got me. He ain't never left me. You know what I'm saying? That's what I got to keep instilling in my big old head. I got you. Give it to him. If it's meant to be, it'll be. But right now, it's not. So keep it moving.
That's what you got to do.
Because
if you don't, you're going to continue to settle and you're going to continue to be unhappy with not only the next relationship that you get in, you're going to be unhappy with yourself. That's not good.
I ain't going to be unhappy with myself. I'm like this right now. Part of me, I ain't been so happy in a minute. I'm happy with myself. I'm losing weight, looking good. Things is looking up for me. It was that one little part.
Go ahead, bro.
I said I'm gonna get over it. It's gonna take some time, but I'm gonna get over it. It's not gonna get the best of me.
Oh yeah.
Like I said, God got this. He ain't never left me, and I want y'all out there to understand and believe what I say. He is in control of my life and y'all life. So whatever he has fit for you or myself, it's going to happen. But you can't rush what God got in store for you.
That's right. He's your only friend. Can't nobody else give you advice that he can give you. He's your only friend. He got your back 100% when all the other people... All those girlfriends don't want to be there. You don't want to be with. You don't want to give you the time of day. He will get on your knees, go in your special little corner, do it while you're driving in the shower, on the toilet, doing whatever you're doing in the club. Sometimes, I'm in the club, and I might see an ex-girlfriend that I know I have feelings for. You know what I do? I go in the club, right in that little corner behind the speaker, and get it in. I call him like, Lord help me, please give me strength. Give me strength. That's all you got to do. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. And not only that, one thing you should always say when you're going through a time that you just feel like you want to let go, all you got to do is say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And when you say that, God took control. It's like a wind that's blow you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let's see what the people of the radio world got to say about what we've been talking about. Our guests, our topics. Let's see what they got to say, if they had any questions for us.
All right. The instructions for anybody that want to talk to us about anything, press the number 1 right now so I know that you are in queue. All right. The first caller we're going to take, and callers, please make it short. We're trying to get everybody in. We have a lot of callers, so... Number 1-757-478. Hello, 757. 757. Hello. Okay.
Yes,
is that you,
Teddy? No, that's not
okay.
Me.
Next person, 917-399. Yellow, 917. Hello? All right. Remember, ladies, please press the number 1 if you want to talk to us. Please press the number 1. Hello, 980. There you go, 80.
Hey, what's up?
Where are you going? Where are you calling from? What's your name?
I'm calling from North Carolina. My name is Jazz, and, basically, my comments towards the you guys' first topic over the whole friends with benefits deal.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of friends with benefits, you know, but if you really look at it, it's basically digging yourself into a hole for the next relationship that you find yourself into. You know, because sometimes over time, conflicts of interest do get involved, you know, and then emotions, you know, tend to run deep sometimes in some cases. That's pretty much my whole overview on the friends with benefits.
I think that's a good review.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you for coming on here, and thank you for the support, and I'm going to take the next caller.
All right.
Hello, 917-399. 917-399. 917-399. Are you here? All right. We're going to go to 804-714. I think I know who this is.
Who is this?
Is it Poison?
Yes, it's Poison.
Hey, everybody. Hey. This is another She Pride performer, Poison Corruption. Y'all better check out now. I'm over here promoting up here. How you doing, Poison?
Hey, bro.
Oh, you don't hear no bad in the background. That's just messed up.
Oh, shit. Hey, bro.
What's going on? I'm security. I'm going to be securing you at She Pride. Come on now.
Chanel, I think I got two questions. Don't judge me. Nothing came from some wings earlier, being a fat ass, but, you know, how'd it go? Anyway.
It's all right, girl. So what do you think about Friends with Benefits? Like, tell us a little bit about your view. And make it snappy, Poison.
Heck, I will. God, don't be pushy. So what I think about Friends with Benefits, I've been in that predicament. I've experienced it. And my best advice is don't get too involved, because in the end, like, you call yourself friends with benefits, but you get your feelings involved, then somebody going to end up hurt. Because trust me, I did.
That's true. End up hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
I said friends with benefits can really hurt your feelings.
Breaking, I've experienced that, and in the end, I ended up getting hurt. I ain't gonna lie, because this person went back to their significant other or whatever, so I was just like left alone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it really hurt. So my best advice, listen, don't get your feelings too involved. If it's not going away, it's supposed to be friends with benefits.
I want to thank you, sister, Poison, everybody that's causing corruption.
Check us out at She Pride 2012.
We need to get you on one day, Miss Poison. So I'm gonna need to set up a day. You know what I'm saying? But thank you for coming on, and we'll get back at you.
Alright, I'm
going to
hit you up on Facebook.
Yeah, so let's check out. Anybody else want to talk to us? Click the number one, press number one right now. We have one more room for one person.
Yep, come on. Come on in the room.
I want to talk, man. Don't act like y'all chatter. Talk to Casey and Teddy. Casey and Teddy want to talk to y'all, like, all right now. What's that? Somebody wants to talk? Since somebody wants to talk to us, brother Anna.
Somebody got to come in the room. Like, come on in the room. Don't be shy.
We'll let them talk to us next time.
Yeah, but we have
1 minute. So let's talk about our next show tomorrow. The show tomorrow is going to be focused on domestic violence in the relationship. And is it okay or is it not okay? That's not okay. Strong. That's not okay at all.
It's not. That's going to be a topic that a lot of people are going to have a lot to say, you know, their opinions on it, you know what I'm saying, because I got an opinion on it.
I got a big opinion on it, girl.
It's like this here, to make it short and sweet. I don't put my hands on females, and other females shouldn't do the same, because in the Commonwealth of Virginia or anywhere for that matter, you can go to jail just like a man can.
And I got one thing to say about it, too. If a woman ever put their hands on me in a violent way, I'm going to go my dad on them and stop burning on them. It's so granddaddy. I'm going to be girl. It's going to be home. You hear me? I'm gonna get the gun in my goddamn purse, honey. I got a purse, y'all. Too. KC got a purse. It's noted with the Madea Santos. Do you hear me? But all ladies, that's our time. We love you. We really do love you. We appreciate everybody for coming on here and showing us the support. Don't forget, lesbians, hit up www.shezone.org. Straight up. We love you.
Come on. We do.
Thank
Come
you.
On back to my night.
And this is the rest of Dookie's song, so show her some love as well. One.
Unless you kin to me, still gotta watch them, ducking from the constant. Nosy ass neighbors wanna hate me cause I'm getting it. Mind your fucking business, bitch, you try and pay the light bill. Kid sick, looking at five. If I get caught with one pill, still I gotta break bread. One more time, that ass mine with the state said. Why the night seem long from state bed? And why some niggas get mad when you stay dressed? Now I ain't tell you sell drugs, that's what Jay said. Fake ass thugs, so they bluff and watch them play dead. I'ma fucking hustle hard till I see red. Matter of fact, see black, blowing with the sea back. Shorty wanna suck me, she blowing with the sea back. Camcord, see that? Nigga hit replay. Baltimore three ways, same clothes for 3 days. First to the third, only came up with 3K.